Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. 7:12. Thank you so much for hanging out. Dad. All right, now I'm ready. Let's do your morning dump. If it's time, if I hit the button and it works.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
I was premature on my button pushing. Anyway, a new study has found that being fat is expensive. Researchers calculated just how much being overweight affects both medical costs and lost productivity at work. A 40-year-old who can drop enough weight to go from being considered obese to being just overweight ends up saving an average of $18,000 over the rest of their life. Dropping some extra weight and getting classified as normal weight leads to a savings of about $31,000. So, get going. Save yourself some money. Put down that candy that you got from Halloween and save yourself some bucks. This is actually good. I could drop a few more. That'd be good. Save, like $20, $30. That'd be good. That'd be great. if you want a beer that is absurdly expensive and illegal in most of the South, then I got good news for you, man. Samuel Adams just announced they're making a special craft beer called Utopius. It's 56 proof, which makes it just as potent as a lot of hard alcohol, and a bottle of it will cost you $199. The best part, because of that high alcohol content, it is illegal in 12 states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Washington. It's not illegal here. It is not illegal here. It should go on sale in the other 38 states next month, but it's going to be pretty tough to find. They only made 13,000 total bottles, so you may have to call around to find places that are carrying it. Ooh. I think maybe I can. Does that count as a work write-off? I'm going to try and get that as a work write-off. Maybe use the company card. See if I can get Hunter and I a bottle for the morning show. I think that's worth it. That is worth it. Lastly, if you have been pining for the Jersey Shore, I mean, who hasn't? Well, it's back. Sort of. After 8 years, MTV is bringing the Jim, Tan, and Laundry back. But this time, the beach house is set in Panama City Beach, Florida. And because the Florida panhandle stretches into Alabama, the show is called Florabama Shore. I'm not making that up. It is called Florabama Shore. I cannot wait to see the cast of useless characters that they get for this one. I mean, I was a fan of JWoww and her nice rack, but that was about it. That was about it. More stupid people are going to be famous, man. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?